I'll throw you a fence. How about that answer?
We're here. Go ahead. What was that? These guys have some tension. How's it going?
You started yet? Are we on?
Yes. Yeah, I'm. Can I just let's intro this? I'm back with my boys, Jeremy Curry and Jeff Koenig. We are on the very special edition of the No Judgment Zone. Every week we do our picks, our football picks on the 388 Sports podcast. You can subscribe to that on Anchor. And we have a lot of drama this week, so I decided to do a cross podcast today, which is going to be hella fun. Just for the record, we did do our picks last week. Every week we go through every game and we pick our three best bets. A week ago, we killed it. We were actually 6-3, from what I understand. This time we were 5-4, mostly because Jeffrey lost two of his bets. Jeremy and I were 2-1, so you picked ours, we would have been 4-2. And we're here on a very special edition. Say hello, Jeremy Curry and Jeff Koenig, everybody.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? 2-1 last week.
Not bad. Not bad, guys.
2-1.
Real quick. Yeah, that's great, guys. So basically on this podcast, we just go through NFL picks, and I'm excited to do this. You guys have had some drama this week. I don't know if you guys know, we do a pick'em league by yourselves on yahoo.com. We all pick games, and the loser, the two losers have to pay the winner $50. And it's a friendly game. The money is only really involved to make it, like, make people make their picks, because if they had no money, we probably just wouldn't be picking. But we don't take it seriously. Jeremy and I do. But Jeffrey, on the other hand, I don't know if you know this, Jeffrey's a piece of shit.
Jeffrey is up $150 on me, and I have yet to pay him, And he is throwing the biggest temper tantrum in the world. He did not want to do the pick'em challenge this week.
He is actually refusing to take your pick'em challenge picks this week.
He's refusing to
play. Think about that.
Like a bitch that he is, okay? And then he calls me out, and he starts telling me a laundry list of shit that I do. Like, I fuck over my friends. I don't pay people a lot of time. All this shit, right? And he starts getting all upset, and then I start telling him that his girlfriend looks like a man, that him and his
doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, the good girl of his dreams is a man. She has a penis, and that was not nice of me, and I apologize for saying that. And I apologize for calling you guys a lesbian couple that adopted a kid. I apologize for saying that, too. But
I do.
Anyways, but then all of a sudden, he's sitting there talking shit about all the shit that I've done, yet he forgets when he lost $1,200 on my account in a week because you couldn't bet on his account. And all I told him was, keep firing, win the money back. I did not throw a temper tantrum. I didn't tell him he couldn't bet on my account. I did $1,200 he lost in 1 week, 7 days, $1,200. You know how many Uber rides that is? It's a lot, okay? And I knew it was. I know the math. He just can't go out there and make $1,200 in a day. I know that, okay? And I just said, keep firing. He starts throwing a temper tantrum because I owe him $150, which, in his defense, is a day and a half's worth of work. I get it. You know what I mean? You got to substitute. You're losing a day and a half worth of work till I pay you. But I'm going to pay you. I've always paid you, okay? And every time I get money, the first thing I do when I walk in here is I buy you shots, okay? You're a bitch. You are a fucking bitch. And I want you to know that. You are a nobody. Okay, and I understand that you shitting in the shower has fucking rattled you. Okay, I didn't pony up this information. I'm sitting there talking to your friends from high school, and they're just giving me this information. But dude, you are the biggest bitch in the world. You squat to pee. Okay, I want you to know that. I'm not gonna beat you up because I don't. That's a hate crime.
You wouldn't do that either.
I might, because you know what? Because I know I'd win.
Jeremy,
I know
you're not a violent guy.
And sometimes you just gotta put a bitch in his place, and you just got it.
So what?
Dude,
so
you
so
are the biggest bitch.
I just want to conduct this interview.
And then he got all upset. Jeffrey sits there and calls me fat. He calls me bald. He calls me retarded. He says my son's a loser. And I just sit there and I deal with it. And I go, you're right. And we keep going on. I never, ever once said, I'm not going to come and see you because you're mean to me. And then I start trashing him and I let him know his girlfriend's a man. You know what I mean? And he just can't handle it. And he starts whining like a fucking bitch. Okay? You are a fucking bitch. And I'm not going to say any other word because I'm trying to get listeners. I don't want Cover to look at me and go, stop saying those words. But dude, you're that guy too. Okay? It's a four-letter word that every woman in the world hates. Okay? That's who you are.
I'll let you know.
That being said, Jeremy, can I just, I want to say something to Jeremy and then I'm going to let you do your side of the story.
You're pathetic.
Right?
I'd like to
okay, Jeremy.
No, don't. You won't respond. You can't respond. You cannot respond. I owe you $150 for your pick'em challenge.
I want to state one thing real quick. I've known Jeremy for a long time, and I fucking love this guy. And I've seen him get mad. I've never seen him this fucking irritated in my life. And we try to irritate each other every day of
the
week.
It's not irritating.
We go below the belt, everybody. This guy is fucking pissed. Now,
disappointing.
It's very disappointing. And I will give.
It's shocking.
And before we get
into. Alarming.
I have three things to say about this, and then you go on your side.
But you are a petty bitch.
Okay. So I think it is.
I'm not gonna do the mega Nero. Dude, you're a nobody. Okay, you have no friends.
Okay.
He doesn't.
It will let him, he's gonna get a little response.
I don't, he's not allowed to respond. I don't want. No, fuck you. You don't get a respond. Okay.
You don't get a respond.
I don't get a response.
Apparently, you're not getting a response.
Absolutely not.
But
why
if,
not?
Just give me one second.
You need to absorb what I just told you. I owe you $150.
And my
and that's the math. Okay, and you won pick'em challenges, okay? Dude, you owed me $1,200. Okay. And all I told you to do was to keep firing.
I'd like to respond.
I didn't throw a temper tantrum. I didn't threaten to not be your friend.
All right. We've went through all that. Okay, two things I'd just like to say real quick. I think it is a...
Hold on. And I think it's fair
One second. I think it was a... I understand that he owes you $150, which we owe each other money all the time, every week, whatever. I thought it was a bitch move for you to take him out of the pick'em challenge this weekend. I think
he
that
took
was,
me out?
He said that he said that your picks don't count until you're given
out. You're not going to play against me. You know why? Because you're a bitch. You should wear a dress. Okay? You are such a bitch. Oh, then he tells me I don't fuck over friends. I pay my tabs on time. He owes a bookie over $4,000, and he's paid him over three. It's been like 3-4 months since he owed him this money. Did you pay him yet today?
Okay.
Did you pay him?
No. But I don't sit there and complain to people what I am. I'm not you. Okay, I know what I am, and I know when I make things difficult, I don't throw a tantrum and make people live up to standards that I don't follow.
When you let me respond, I'll respond.
Go ahead and fuck
him. So I'm with Jeremy on this. I think he acted like a huge bitch by not letting him play the pick'em challenge on just a friendly game with a little bit of money on it. I think it's kind of ridiculous to do. Now, if you would like to respond, you can respond, but I'm actually – listen – I owed you about $170. I gave you $100 today, so we get it under $100 so I could continue playing. I think that's still whack as fuck that I had to do that, but I did it anyway because I didn't want to hear you.
Because you're the bigger person.
But really, Jeremy has the money. He doesn't want to give it to you because you were. See, here's the problem. It is so hard to pay. Like, I was ready to pay you on Tuesday until you said, like, oh, we're not going to fucking bet anymore until you do it. And then it makes you not want to do it. And then it took me 2 days to do it. So I don't know. You're really just poking the bear with Jeremy. I don't know why you can't just handle it like a normal person and be like, all right, we'll play this week. We'll figure out what the total is next week. The worst case scenario, he wins his 50 back and he's still down 100 or he's down 200. You know he's going to get it. Please explain yourself.
I will explain as long as I can do it without any interruptions.
Can't guarantee that.
I met Jeremy for we had some drinks on Monday. I bought him some beers and shots.
That has nothing to do with his bet.
And after that, he proceeded to trash me incessantly in the group text for no reason. Okay? So he trashed me in the group text for no reason. And then I told him. And then part of the trashing was that he's not going to ever pay me the money that he owes me. So my whole point was I don't want to gamble against someone that's not going to pay me. And that's why I decided not to gamble against
him
anymore.
You actually believe Jeremy is never going to pay you that $150? Or do you think that
that's
maybe
what he
just
said.
But you think that have you met Jeremy Curry before? He says a lot of shit and he says,
how much money have I paid you? How much money have I paid you in interest when you loan me money? How many times I paid you way more than your hourly wage to go do an errand for me?
That's a very good point.
How much? Okay. How much? Dude, you're a bitch. You are a fucking worm. Okay? That's all you are. A fucking worm. It's embarrassing. I will just do this podcast. But, bro, it is pathetic. It is pathetic. I'm not going to go any farther on it.
Okay?
But dude, you, fuck you. Okay? You little bitch.
Okay.
That's coming from the heart. And this is a guy that...
Dude, again,
I see your point too, Jeffrey. If
you know nobody. You have no friends. You have no relevance, okay? Every time we meet somebody that known you in the past, they're like, is this like community service you're doing? You have no friends.
Okay, so Jeff is upset because You both know that you own like 150. No, no, here's your point.
No, you are upset. You're whining like a bitch.
I just want to give you.
I'm not whining about
you. Can I read the text?
I don't want to gamble against someone.
Can I read these text messages?
That's going to trash me.
We don't have mics. Lean in.
I don't want to gamble against someone that's going to trash me and then say they're not
going to. Oh, you're getting trashed, but you can call me fat. You can call me bald. You can call me retarded.
I'm
going to
retaliate. I'm not going to let you just.
No, you've done that in the past.
I'm not going to let you just say.
You've done that in the past.
You're a
dude, you call me sloth. This whole bar calls me sloth because of you, okay? Well, do I take it on the chin?
That's not a bad name.
You think it's fucking presentable?
Who are you trying to present in a bar?
Why do you care about? I'm not, you think I'm going to pay you? Of course I'm going to pay you.
You know he's going to pay you sloth. Why would you cut the bitch move, bro.
It is a bitch move.
You are a hypocrite. I know you think you're right, and you probably are right.
No,
you're
he's
like,
not.
But here's
my question. I want to make a point.
He feels
you
like.
You already did. You have
feels like if somebody owes him 150, even though it's a friendly challenge, friends, his only two friends challenge, if somebody owes him 150, it's inappropriate to trash him on top of it when he's asking for it and then tells you he doesn't want to pay you or not pay you.
Yeah,
you know for a goddamn fact that he's going to pay you, number one. Number two,
what happened.
You know he trashes everybody. So why the fuck was that shocking to you enough to stop a competition?
You call me sloth.
Let him speak. Let him speak. We already just went. We let him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Look, I had no problem playing the Pick'em Challenge the entire time. I never asked him for money. I never ever said, I'm not going to play unless you pay me. And then he starts trashing me on the group thread and saying he's never going to pay me. So then I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to fucking play against you. And that's my position.
Kabir tells you he's not going to pay you, and he's going to slap you like a bitch, and you're with him 15 minutes later.
I paid him today.
But he always pays you. But he tells
you. He always pays you,
He always tells you. Kabir tells
you. And he always pays me, too.
I know.
Why are you stopping
you
the competition?
Right now?
Oh, my God.
And I always pay you, too. Say that again. Oh my God.
Why are you acting like a bitch and stopping up? Why are you not letting his picks count in the contest?
Because
you know he's going to pay you, dude. Come on.
When you go back through all these texts, when you go
start trashing me out of nowhere and then say you're never going to pay me ever again, then I'm like, okay, I don't want to play against you.
You're such a bitch. Dude, we talk shit to each other. That's what we do. That's what we've done. You call me sloth. You call me fat. You call me bald. I got a little sloth tree. You walk around the fortune cookie, show everybody in the bar you got a sloth tree, and then you hand it to me. Yet you can't take it back. Hey, you're a bitch.
Fortune cookie is fucking fire.
It is. And I take it. I don't sit there and go, I don't want to give no more. I'm not mine yet. No more. I take it like a fucking man. You're not a fucking man. You are a fucking bitch. You're a sensitive little pussy.
All right. Cool. Jeff, I think that we've all concluded this. Do we have a conclusion on what's going on? He's going to eventually pay the 150. Can he play the Pick'em Challenge this week, man?
I don't want to play.
Worst comes to worst. He wins 50 back or he loses another 50.
He shouldn't be in it.
You know he's down. He's more hurt at the fact that you trash him on top of not paying him. That's what he...
You settle down.
No talking right now.
Okay.
This is gold over here. Please stop.
The problem I have is that he just...
couldn't take a fucking trash in. That's the problem. You can give them. You can hand them out, but you can't take them.
I'll talk when you let me
no,
talk.
No, you're a pussy.
Let him talk.
He couldn't take it.
Let him say the last words. We're going to get to a pickle. Go ahead.
When you remember the time he thrashed me all the way to Sacramento, and I sat there and said, Jeff just gave me a beating.
That's
all I told everybody.
He said, look, it's an antique store.
And you gave me a beating all the way from fucking the Bay Area to Sacramento.
We give it to each
in
other.
In traffic.
I know.
And
I'm going to stop being your friend.
You don't take your ball. You took your ball home and went home with
you
today, buddy.
Like
I got to tell
bitch.
You.
Exactly. Perfect analogy.
He took the ball home, stopped the game, and went home because it's something that we talk about all the time.
He's the guy that brings a basketball to the court, and then you whoop his ass with his own basketball. He takes the basketball so no one can play.
And
that is who you are.
I'm with you. I think Jeremy should pay you, but he is. He
I'm
always
gonna
has.
Pay you. I always pay you.
Why cut off? Okay. All you do when you make these weird rules, like, I'm not going to play until he pays me, is makes the payment delayed. You delayed me for 2 days, and I wasn't even mad at you. I was like, fuck that. I'll pay him Thursday. I mean, like, that's it. And if you're doing it to this guy, it's only going to be
worse.
You
sit there and you tell me I live with my girlfriend. She takes my girlfriend's car away. My son's a loser. Okay?
After you started trashing
me. No, but you said that before.
But
now, will you go to Jenny's house? Are you going to sit in Jenny's car? Yeah. Is that Jenny's wall? You tell me all the time.
Wall.
Do I stop? Yeah. And do I stop hanging out with you?
Do I not?
Do I take your calls every day when you call me? I know I do.
Okay.
It's called busting balls.
Okay? I didn't realize you were a woman.
Okay, but okay, so but
and I apologize.
We do your side of
so
story.
Listen.
I didn't think it was gonna piss him off this much.
No, no, it's not pissing me off. It's just disappointing.
Kind of pissing him off. I
He's
think.
Fucking pissed.
I'm irritated. Pissed. It's just shock. I shouldn't have to deal with all this. I shouldn't have to be like, he's lost, you know, maybe, this lost man, lost retarded, he's lost, what's it like to be 45 years old, your company's in fraud, you should be in prison, you know what I mean? You fucking give me all that shit, and do I ever, do I yeah, you do, yeah, you do, you always say, when you next day you going to jail, he's lost, you can't work for Uber because you're a felon, you tell me all that shit, and do I sit there and go, Jeff, I'm not going to be your friend no more, so you
started trashing me for no reason.
Yeah, I started trashing you because that's what we do to each other.
Okay.
But out of nowhere.
Yes! I know!
Okay,
I come
and then
here
I
and there's
you
a
back.
Sloth treat that everybody saw that you can't wait to give to me.
And then I
and
trashed
look at everybody.
You back.
It's
that's
sloth.
Hilarious, though.
It is, again, and I laugh
I'm
at
on
it.
That. That's
you,
awesome.
I think that's pretty
when,
good.
It is good. And when you get me, you get me. And I applaud you.
Okay.
But I take it. So okay. Now I turn it on you. And you fucking will.
So can we all agree on one thing? Do you understand our point? And we understand your point. Your point is that you don't like to be trashed by somebody that
you can't handle.
150. You don't like it.
No, I'm not going to agree to that. I'm not going to agree that I can't handle the trashing.
I said you don't. You were upset about it.
Chiming in.
Okay, I didn't say that. I think that you just felt pissed off that somebody that owed you 150 was trashing you, but you were trashing back.
And saying that he's never going to pay me.
Okay, but
he
you,
also
you,
said he's
you,
never going
to
pay
you
me.
You have to be a fucking idiot to not think that he would ever pay you. He's just trying to bust your buttons. You have to be okay. A fucking squirrel not to understand.
How many thousands of dollars have
okay,
I put
okay,
in your
all right,
pocket? Right. How many thousands of dollars?
I don't know.
I know, because it's a lot. Okay. It's multiple. Do you think I'm going to come up with $150 to pay you?
I do.
Okay.
So... Let him. So I think at the end of the day,
do you think I'm gonna wheeze out $150?
He might win 50 back this week. That's the worst case scenario, Jeremy. Jeffrey,
when you owed me $1,200,
I was
when
you
lost.
When you lost
$1,200, did I say stop gambling?
This has nothing to do with that.
Yes, it does.
No, it
does.
Go ahead, talk. Go ahead, say something.
My point is that when he started just trashing me out of nowhere and saying he's never going to pay me, that's when I retaliated and said, okay, I'm no longer interested in...
So that's when you grew a vagina.
And I'm no said, longer interested
yeah,
in...
Yeah, and you started women using the women's bathroom and you started wiping yourself like a woman. Okay,
done.
I get it.
That's
done.
Actually case
okay.
closed.
Thank you. Okay.
You so just said
I told
yeah,
you
we're good.
I'm not gonna pay you.
And the, okay. and half you know what? Half the people listening to this podcast is gonna totally understand what you're saying. The other half
probably
is gonna
will.
The other
they
half is gonna
will.
Understand what he's saying.
When people say they're never gonna pay you, then maybe they don't want
yeah,
to
pay you. Yeah, but they don't know our relationship.
And you also
you
know I'm, and you also get, just admitted
it was
three
not
minutes
one
ago,
second.
You know I'm gonna pay you.
Exactly. Very good point.
I mean, but you know, Cumber made a good point. You've never had friends. Okay. You've been a loser and a loner all your life.
All right, guys.
Okay. So I get it. I mean, we are friends to the person who doesn't have friends. And,
all right, so what
and
do we
I'm
have
not
to...
I'm not used to that. I'm used to people I used to hang out with have like Kabir. Like when I went and visited his friends, they were happy to see me, him, and me. They treated me like family, and that's what I'm used to.
Oh yeah, that, shout out by the way,
Perry's
wonderful wedding
birthday party,
birthday
that was
wedding,
awesome.
Wedding over there
whatever
at the
fuck it was.
Lake Berryessa.
His beautiful bride.
That was the most
they
fun night. We barely have days off, and
that
one
was
day was
it.
So fucking
that
amazing,
was worth
man.
It. All right,
love
okay.
you guys. By
so
the way,
so what do we have to do to?
Very simple. He's going to play
we're
this
gonna
week.
We're going to keep fucking playing, and I'm going to owe you $200 or $100. Or it's going to be $150, and he's going to win, which we know he's not going to win.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. What did I
obviously.
Say?
Yeah, so.
Oh,
here
wow.
we go.
Here
we go.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're talking football
the
here, boys.
The squash. Time to move on.
Let me see a handshake.
All right. No, I'm not going to shake his hand. He's all right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. No,
before
we start.
Squash it, though, we should probably at least shake hands.
You want me to shake your hand? Like I shook your hand? Shake my hand like... See, you don't shake your hand like a man. You shake it like a woman. Shake it like a man. There you go.
There
better.
You go,
but you don't have to put your shoulders up, okay? It, just be a fucking
we,
man.
We did... We did really...
Ask your sister, what's it, how do you become a man? Okay, that's what I need
that.
You to do. I need you to walk in the best room tonight and go, what's... Can I, show me how to be a man, okay?
Okay.
She will. All right, now you guys ready?
I have to.
You ready?
Are we
quick,
over this?
Quick,
I'm over it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm over it.
I'm going to continue real quick.
You're still very loud.
I'm always loud.
I just want to say something.
Passionate.
Okay.
Have you seen me on stage?
Yeah. You don't
okay.
even need a mic.
Yeah, exactly.
We
and you say
you.
That all the time.
Okay.
And dude, you when it comes to criticizing or trashing, you do it 5 times to me more than I do it to you. The reason is I'm relevant and you're not.
But
and
it's
I get
also
it.
Easy.
Exactly. Okay? And do I sit there and cry, well, I'm not going to Kirby somewhere. That mean to me. Do I do that?
No.
No.
Never,
all right.
never said that.
Guys, real quick. We're
you,
getting,
but,
we're going back to the NFL season here, guys. Over the last 2 weeks, we've done 3 best bets a week, and we are 11-7 on that. Last week we did pretty good. So what we do is we go through every game. We're going to tell you what we like on the over, under, or the spread per game. And then we're going to give you our three best bets at the end. So it's going to be really fun. And this is going to be just, I guess, talking hella shit.
Okay. All right. Game number one. We ready?
We're ready.
Game number one. We're going to miss a Thursday night game because we're doing this at Thursday night. So we missed a Thursday night game. By the way, I would have took the Redskins and the points. Just kidding. All right.
I was all over the under first half.
I had the Redskins plus 16 best bet. All right, here we go. First game. All right, the New York football Giants traveled to Detroit to play the Lions, who just traded their starting safety. The game is Detroit Lions minus 7, and your total is 49.5.
All right, guys, so without knowing, you know, if this is not your best bet or anything, just pick a pick and we got to move on. For this one, I'm probably going to be leaning towards the New York Giants. I'm going to buy half a point and take them 7.5.
I'm going to do the same thing. Same thing. Same exact bet.
Your pick, Jeffrey, for this game.
I take the Lions. They've been getting screwed over a lot. And
so you take the Lions minus 7?
Danny Dimes is not looking that great.
Danny Dimes. All right. Danny Dimes. Look at Jeff and listen to SportsCenter. All right. Number two. You guys ready? No, number one's done? Okay, number two. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go to Tennessee to play the Tennessee Titans. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are plus 2.5. The total in that game is 45.5.
Great. I'm just going to go ahead and take the over 45 on this game.
I don't know. I'll take the Titans again just because they covered last week, and I don't really know anything about this game.
God, it's a shitty game.
Are the Buccaneers better than the Chargers?
I think they're all terrible.
They're terrible.
This is just a stay away.
So it is a stay away. You know, here's what I'm doing. I'm buying a point. I'm taking the Buccaneers plus 3.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
Next.
Field goal wins the game. So take the Tampa. My bet is by point. And take Tampa Bay plus 3. If you bet this fucking game, you're a loser.
Listen, if you're going to bet anything, I do like
you. You have inside information. I know Jameis Winston was in your fucking Uber car, and you know what that motherfucker just did.
You know, this should have been the matchup between the first and second pick, Jameis Winston versus Tannehill. Marcus Mariota.
Ryan Tannehill, former Dolphin, 1-0.
But this should have been.
Congratulations, Ryan Tannehill. I picked you up in fantasy football last week, and you scored me a lot of points.
All right, next game.
Chicago Bears at home. Minus 3.5 against the Los Angeles Chargers. I finally called them the Los Angeles Chargers. Never done that before. Okay, the Los Angeles Chargers. It's 3.5. Chicago Bears minus 3.5. And I'll go first. And the total in this game is 41. Okay, I am going to make this the best bet of one of my best bets. Take over 41.
That's over 41 Bears game, homie.
Yeah, Chargers and Bears. That game will be 24-20.
Yeah, I'm taking Chargers plus 3.
You're taking the plus 3.5. You get 3.5.
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take 3.5 too.
Okay.
All right, next game.
Chargers suck.
All right. The Seattle Seahawks are minus 7 in Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons are at home getting 7 points, and the total is 53. Is Matt Ryan playing this game?
From what I understand,
he's not. He's not playing this game? All right.
No. Yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and lean towards the under 53.
I don't even see that on my list. What's the spread again?
7.
And the over-under is 53. I'm taking under 53.
Yeah, I'll go under 53. I don't know what to do with that.
And I'm going to go ahead and just lock it in real quick. Under 53 on the Seattle versus Falcons is my first best bet.
Okay, but we're going to go back over that. I'm going to take Seattle minus 7. I think Atlanta has mailed it in. They just traded away their one of their wide receivers. Who's their backup quarterback?
I don't know, but nobody's going to score in that game, homie. Seattle is not even...
indoors, dude. Like Russell Wilson on turf, dude. Tyler Lockett can get loose.
Yeah, 53. That's ridiculous.
That's 27-26. Yeah, that's your best bet. That's a bet.
53, homie.
The bet on that, guys, I'm going to switch my bet. It's under 53.
I love it.
That's a great bet. And I won't do that as a best bet.
That's a good bet.
That's a good bet.
That's good. All three of us agree on that.
I'm not going to do your 53. That's a good bet, bro. You want to say hi, Zane?
Hey, Zane, how's it going, buddy?
Everyone say hello to Zane. Say hi, Zane.
How we doing, everyone?
Zane, one of the best bartenders in the country over here at Kirby's. Okay, our next game is a new, and Zane, you can put input on this. Next game, all right, the New York football Jets are getting 7.5 points in Jacksonville. So the Jets are plus 7.5. Your total is 40.5.
Is Sam Darnold playing?
Yeah.
Is he play, Jeffrey?
Yeah, Sam Darnold's playing.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He's our franchise quarterback.
I'm taking Jets plus 7.5.
The million-dollar question is Nick Foles back playing?
No.
Okay. I will take the Jets plus 7.5.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame him for getting ghosted on by the
Patriots. Yeah,
the Patriots are
going to come back after that one.
I want to throw one more real quick. Jets looked real good 2 weeks ago when they took out the Dallas Cowboys at home, okay? I think the Patriots' defense is just on another level. I think Jacksonville's very good, too, but plus 7.5. Did Jacksonville even score a lot?
No.
They could lose this game by 3 or 4 or 6, 7, and you win.
6.
I agree. So I love that. It's not my best bet, but I like that.
No, these two teams are going to play not to lose, and it's going to be a field goal game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And Jeff, what's your pick?
I'll take Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars.
-7.5?
-7.5.
Find Jacksonville.
All right, next game, baby.
Next game in Buffalo. We've got a pick. In Buffalo.
Oh, I like this game, by the way.
Ooh, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. It's a pick, and the total's 43.5.
I'm showing -2.
Who?
For the Bills.
I got a pick.
Oh. Money's coming in on the Bills, then.
Yeah, well, they're -125.
Yeah, I'm taking 43.5 over.
Nah, no, money's coming in on the Eagles.
No, if they're -2, that means the money's coming on the fucking Bills.
No, the Bills are -2 on my side.
Yeah, they bet them down. All the money's coming in the Bills. I love the over 43.5. I think this game's going to go way over. I think it's going to be 24-30. That's my prediction right there.
I would take under because the Bills games always go under.
What was the Eagles-Dallas score last week?
Way over. I don't know. Was 37 to 10?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over.
Okay, the Buffalo Bills. This is the best bet. The Buffalo Bills are winning that game. They're covering. That's the best bet. The Bills will win this game. Over 43.5 is another good win. The Philadelphia Eagles have mailed it in. I mean,
I think this is gonna be a bounce round game against the Bills.
Under.
I kind of like the Eagles. You think the under on that one?
You like the Eagles?
I'll take the under.
I like the Eagles. All right. I like that over, guys. I think that game's going to go over. I think that Bulls defense also scores a lot. I think these guys are going to come out swinging.
I think this game's 28-24.
Deshaun Jackson's back.
Over 43.5. I like the Bills. Bills find a way. Dude, home teams win, bro. NFL, home teams win.
What are we looking at over here? This is a terrible game.
All right.
The shitty ass Cincinnati
in Bengals. In London, England. And they're playing normal time like everybody else, so you'll be able to play them at the same time. The Los Angeles Rams are -14 against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going to take the half. I'm going to buy
half. The total's 47.5.
Yeah, I'll buy half a point. I'll take Cincinnati Bengals in London plus 14.5.
I can never bet on the Bengals because they suck.
I can't bet on the Bengals either. If I had to bet the game, I'd take the Rams.
Weird things happen in London. Weird things happen. These shitty teams, they have no pressure. Look what the Raiders did.
The Bengals are, dude, Andy Dalton's a bitch, dude.
He sucks. Listen, I'm not proud of this pick.
He's fucking
sucks. Listen,
terrible,
I don't like either one of these teams, but I'm going to take
Andy
the 14.5
a bitch,
points.
Bro. I bet him second half last
week. You're
both
doing Rams?
And he just, I take the Rams. I'm going to buy half a point. Rams -13.5.
All right.
Jeffrey.
13.5 here. I'll take the Rams too.
Cool. Yeah. Rams, Jeremy, next pick.
Settle down. All right. Next game in New Orleans. The fucking Saints are -11.5 against the Arizona Cardinals.
This is going to be my other best bet of the week. Isn't this crazy? I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals and I'm buying half a point. I'm going to take them Arizona plus 12.
I'm going to take Arizona plus 11.5.
Is Breeze playing?
No.
Okay, so I'd probably take the Cardinals then, too.
Okay, the total's 48, by the way. The total's 48.
Yeah, it's probably going to go under, but I don't care. Take the fucking Cardinals plus 12. Next game.
So I got the Cardinals plus 11.5. Jeffrey, what do you have?
We're all getting 12. We're all buying half a point, right?
I don't need to. I think they're going to be fine anyways. But what
it's
do you
minus
got?
-10 on my side, but I'll take the Saints.
You'll take the Saints -11.5?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, can I bet on that with you?
Maybe, we'll see. But I'm showing 10
that's
on
not,
my side.
But you're not really, that's not one of your favorite plays, right?
No.
That's my favorite play, so I totally understand.
The Oakland Raiders are headed to Houston to play the Texans. The line in this game is 7.5. The Oakland Raiders are getting 7.5 points against the Houston Texans. The over and under is 51.5.
So I want to throw this out here with the Texans. Last week, the public was all over Texans. I even had them teaser, which I actually covered, 8.5. Texans are really good, dude. I really like the Texans, especially at home. But 7.5 is a lot of points. This is a teaser situation where I teaser up the Raiders, it teaser down the over. That's the math.
That's a good pick.
That's the pick, but I will have to pick one of the two, and I will take the over 51.5 on this game. Oh, my
God. I will take the Raiders plus 7.5.
Good pick. I like that, too. But you teaser them. Look at that.
I know. 12.
Look at that teaser, huh? 12, 13, now we're talking about, what is that, 40-something? That's bullshit.
I'll take the Texans on my side, 7, but 7.5 is fine.
Who? What? Texans?
Well, you'll buy half a point.
Yeah,
minus 7? Yeah. Texans? Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You guys are the opposite side of that.
Next game.
You put 150 on it.
in the Bay Area at Levi's Stadium here in our hometown. The San Francisco 49ers are -5.5 against the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are getting 5.5 points here in San Francisco. The total is 42.5.
I'm going to go ahead and lead on the under 42 on this game. I'll take Niners 42 under.
I will take the Panthers +5.5 points, and I would take the over in 42.5. I would go that way. That would be the way I went.
Yep. Where are we going to go right now? Panthers?
I want Panthers +5.5.
I'm picking the Niners just because
they're your favorite team.
Yeah.
All right. And next. No one cares. All right, here we go. Next one. All right.
That's 65.
Oh, that's work.
Next game.
You get your college game today. That's work.
The Denver Broncos are getting 5 points in Indianapolis. The Colts are -5. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my favorite picks of the week. I will take the Colts -5 at home against the Denver Broncos. They're going to win by 3 touchdowns. The total in that game is 43.
What's your best bet?
That's one of my best bets.
Colts, -5
at home against the Broncos. They are going to bury them. Joe Flacco can't move. They just traded away with their receiver. They don't give a shit. Flacco's awful. This guy Brissett is playing out of his mind. Yeah, they're gonna bury the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take Indianapolis Colts -5 as well.
What's the total on that game?
43.
I'll take the under just because I bet every Denver game under. So
great.
I like it.
43. Okay, your next game is in New England. Another late afternoon game. The Cleveland Browns are getting 13.5 points against the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots are -13.5. The total is over 45.5. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my best bets, and write this down so I can come back to it, I will take that game over 45.5 points. No problem.
I'll take the Browns plus the points.
You'll take the Browns +13.5?
+13.5.
Yep.
I just haven't seen anything. I haven't seen too much from the Browns, and I've seen enough from the Patriots to just take -13. I'll take Patriots -13.
Okay. Okay, the Sunday night game, we're missing a star, but it still looks like a pretty good game. The Green Bay Packers go into Kansas City. The Green Bay Packers are 3.5-point favorites on the road. The total in that game is 48.
Here's a problem with this game. We have no idea if Mahomes playing or not at this
point. He's not playing.
No, he might. That's actually why it went.
He's not playing.
It went from 5.5 to 3.5.
Bro, he's not playing. He's fucking lost his
knee. I still take Packers. I don't care. I'll still take the Packers.
I'll take Green Bay Packers -3.5 as long as... Yeah, Mahomes is not playing. That's a good bet. Green Bay is playing out of their mind. Matt Moore's trash. Fucking the Dolphins let him go. So, I mean, come on.
I'm taking over 48, but I don't feel strong about it. I don't know who's playing. Because if that motherfucker Mahomes plays...
He's not playing.
Versus Aaron Rodgers, that game's going over 48 in the third quarter.
And here's another best bet.
Mine too.
This is a best bet, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night. Moneyline this shit. You can take $100 and turn it to $660. My Miami Dolphins are getting 15 points against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ridiculous.
You take Miami +15. The Steelers are on their third-string quarterback. And take $50 and bet Miami. You could win $330. Miami may win this game. You get 15 points is a fucking gift from
God. It's a joke. My other best... bet of the week. We're matching here, Jeremy. I've been waiting for this for the whole show. I'm taking the lock of the week, Dolphins +15 against
the
Pittsburgh.
And the total is 43.5. Take the under.
I take the over.
Under. The game's going to be 13
to 10.
Who cares?
Take fucking 15 points by the Dolphins. End of discussion.
Yeah. Jeffrey, what do you like? You like the Steelers because you know I'm a Dolphin
fan. No, I think he's going to go under.
I like the Dolphins with the points.
Yep, good work.
But I also like primetime games under, so, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to – listen, when you have a 15-point spread against a backup quarterback versus backup quarterback, two teams that I don't think are that great anyway, 15 points is way too much.
Yeah,
this is a Jets-Patriots kind of spread. This is 15 points to the Dolphins. They covered last week, right?
Yeah, the Dolphins are 17.
All right, let's get over our best bets over here.
All right, our best bets. Okay.
No, I got it. All right, listen, we're going to start off. Jeffrey, we're going to wait for yours, but let's reiterate ours real quick, okay?
Go ahead.
So, Khabizi's top three best bets with Jeremy Curry's. I'm going to take Arizona +12, which is one of my best bets. I will take Seattle game under 52. was one of my best bets, and I will take the Dolphins plus 15. Jeremy Curry is going to start off with the same pick, Dolphins plus 15. He is also going to take over 45 Browns versus Patriots, and another pick that I absolutely love as one of your best picks, which I'll be all over too, is the Indianapolis Colts minus 5. Jeffrey, what are your best bets for this week? Okay. By the way, we've been doing really good on best bets, by the way.
We're up like 14 units
right. this year alone, so that's very good. Jeffrey, who would you like to take, my friend?
So the Broncos game under 43.
Okay.
And I like the Dolphins plus the 14, too. I'll take that as one of my best bets.
15.
Whatever, 15.
It's probably going to be 17.
This is the first time that we all have had three matching best bets, so please... throw your car on whoever the Dolphins are playing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then I'll take the Bills out of Pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
Out of home against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know, guys.
Another good solid bet is Green Bay minus 3.5. Against the Chiefs.
It's going to be our best bets this week is going to be Broncos under 43, Dolphins plus 15. All three of us agree on that. Bills pick 'em, which Jeremy also agreed with that. Colts minus 5, over 45 on the Browns game. Seattle under in Arizona plus 12.
Can I give you my teaser of the week?
You may.
My teaser of the week will be the New York Giants plus 13 against the Lions and the Arizona Cardinals plus 17.5 against the Saints.
You didn't even know that much.
That's my teaser of the week.
You guys like anything in college?
Yeah, we got to do our weekly one college bet.
Which I, again, won. I'm going to go another week. I think I'm 3-0 in college.
Yep, I'm going to go ahead and take I hit that, too. I hit mine, too.
Yep.
We're 3-0. No, I'm 2-0. You're 3-0.
I'm 3-0 in college.
2-1, right?
Okay. Yeah,
so I'm going to go ahead and just take Wisconsin plus 14.5 for Kabir.
I will take Navy, again, minus 4.
Love it. Who are they playing?
I don't care.
Great. Who? Jeffrey.
Listen, I have a really good friend that gives me these picks, all right?
Yeah, you've been great.
And, he's been phenomenal.
I can't complain with the results.
I call him and say, hey, man, I'm on a podcast and I need college picks.
Guys, we have a big game today, this weekend, by the way, if we want to talk college football. And I want to talk about NBA in about 10 seconds, too. We have
Navy minus 4.
We have Notre Dame versus Michigan in Michigan. And I believe there's a pick on them, am I right?
I would take Notre Dame.
I would probably... Michigan's at home, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to lean towards... I think this is going to be one of those games where Jim Harbaugh is going to win that home game. I'm going to take Michigan on that. We don't need to put this all down, but
Jim Harbaugh's 0 for being the underdog.
I think he's going to beat fucking Notre Dame.
He's also terrible against top 10 teams.
Yeah. I guarantee that Michigan's going to win this game.
Michigan is shattered from last week.
And I guarantee...
They played Penn State tough.
They're going to beat.
They covered against Penn State.
Yeah, they did.
I'll take over 56 in the Texas versus TCU game.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, over 56.
I like that.
Me too.
I like that.
NBA started a couple days ago. I think we were all on the... For myself, I actually bet the Lakers versus the Clippers.
You bet the Clippers?
No, I bet the Clippers today against the Warriors.
No, but you said you like the Clippers plus 4 points.
No.
You said that to me.
No, I said go Lakers. Wait, I said go Lakers.
No, fag. No, Kabir. You told me you liked the... You told me you had the Clippers plus 4 points.
I did not.
You did.
I bet Moneyline Lakers.
Well...
Minus 140.
You better check your text messages to me, and I apologize.
NBA has been actually... I mean, it's really weird betting on the first few games, but that one I thought the Lakers were going to win because Paul George was playing, but then I forgot how deep the Clippers were. Right now, I'm heavy on... The game's going on right now. It's Clippers versus Lakers. I'm heavy on the Clippers right now.
Clippers are playing the Warriors.
Clippers versus Warriors.
We're all heavy on the Clippers.
Another game that was kind of weird yesterday was I bet the... Which actually hit for some reason. I actually just looked through the numbers, and I hit the over on the Memphis versus Miami Heat game. That's after they ruled out Jimmy Butler. That under went down to 212 when it was actually 215.5, and that hit. And I also bet the under on the Thunder game yesterday.
Good.
I don't understand why anybody is betting. Just quick NBA preview, real quick. Bet the under on Toronto games and bet the under on OKC games. Chris Paul's slowing it up, and he's never played with these guys ever. You know, and these over-unders are still going to be at like 2-7, 2-14, 2-15.
Did the Thunder win yesterday?
No, they lost by 5. It was 101-95, and the over-under was 222. Couldn't fucking believe it.
I had the Lakers-Clipper second half under, and I hit that. Hard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I had the Bulls, which lost, and then I had
Bulls, too.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Charlotte?
Yeah, I had Denver. Denver money line.
Yeah, yo, Denver was a a good pick.
They beat Portland?
They beat Portland.
By how much?
By 8.
100.
Yeah, they took care of business.
What was the score?
108-100. The game
went, scored 208 points?
Yeah, the game went way under. It was
you
actually 217.
You like the over.
I had the over on that because 217. But I did tell you I took the Bulls too, those dickheads. I money lined them against Charlotte, and Charlotte scored a franchise record 24 threes. 23 threes. You never see it. And these are kids that's straight out of division, like just straight up out of college.
Charlotte?
The final score was also
Marvin. Do you know Marvin Williams?
Yeah.
Do you know Marvin Williams?
From North Carolina.
He had four in a row like it was nothing. Then he had.
Marvin's still in the league?
I watched that whole fucking game. Me too. I thought it was weird.
Thing too. I was sitting right here.
I couldn't believe it. And Chicago actually had a 10-point lead with like 3 minutes
Marvin
left.
Marvin Williams?
Bro, this Charlotte team, this weird ass Charlotte team just
Are
hit like.
Are you sure that's his name?
It's Marvin Williams, a tall, skinny guy from North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah. Marvin Williams, he fucking hit like. Is it?
I don't know. What's the game connected?
Right, I don't know anybody on Charlotte. Jeff asked me, do you know anybody on the Charlotte Hornets?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I said it's Frank
Marvin Williams.
And Frank Kaminsky.
Nicholas Batum is still there. And then they had these four rookies. They had this rookie named White, right? Something White or something Washington. PJ Washington. He went 5 for 5.
I have no idea.
Dude, these three guys come up there and just go like 3 for 3 and 4 for 4 on threes and hit 23 threes, franchise record, to beat the fucking Chicago Bulls by one.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine, yeah, all these.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was all over Chicago too. Anyway, this has been a great episode. This has been a lot of drama. So what have we decided over here, boys? Jeremy's in to pick him. Jeremy's is Jeff still a bitch?
Everything has been forgotten about. We move on.
We move on.
We move on.
Like gentlemen.
Like normal humans.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the No Judgment Zone with Kabir Singh special episode of Three Idiots Sports Podcast, which is available right now on all podcasts, thingamajiggies. But please do like us on iTunes, this podcast, share with friends, and we'll be back. I'm going to be doing a Royal Caribbean cruise next week, so we'll be back. Let's give it a week. As a matter of fact, Jeremy and Jeff, I'm going to show you how to do this. It's an app, so these guys are still going
to
continue. I'm going to text them. I'm going
to
text them the three best bets, and then you guys will be able to do it next week. Okay, right. So catch
we'll
us.
We'll have a special guest slide in for you.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, find some. Yeah, maybe Rudy Ortiz. I love that guy. Saw him last night. Joey Gila's show at Cobb's last night was fire. By the way,
yeah.
Rudy was great. So yeah, we'll have a third.
Well, I'll
text my three best bets, and then you can do it over here. But make sure you guys do it. We'll download this app. Thank you, Anchor, for all the love, and say goodbye, Jeremy Curry.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for
Jeffrey, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Jeffrey.
All right, I love you guys. Thank you guys for all the subscriptions, and we will be back next week with three new episodes in early November. Take care, bye.